Episode number 69. Today is the 16th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Ray. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about Chinese. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy, your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Chinese attitudes toward the U.S. have deteriorated, while popular satisfaction with the Chinese state has increased in recent years, as the central government quickly brought the pandemic under control with sometimes brutal methods. Recent trends in public sentiment run parallel with nationalist officials and governments exploiting popular fears and perceptions. Polls show that distrust of China is growing, in part because of the way it initially handled the Ebola outbreak in the U.S. in 2009, and the government's response to it. Those who believe that China has done a bad job in dealing with COVID-19 are likely to have a worse view of the country than those who do not. There are differences between the countries studied in terms of China's success in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. In Italy, for example, those who claim that China did a worse job in dealing with the Ebola epidemic in 2009 are less likely than in the U.S. to express a positive opinion of China's response to the 2009 Ebola outbreak and a negative one of China-U.S. relations. More recently, a number of ethnic Chinese have fled to Southeast Asia as refugees, and many large economies are projected to shrink, including the U.S., Europe, Japan, South Korea, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, and Japan. It has also boosted economic growth in China and other parts of the world, but not in the United States and Europe. Cantonese is probably the most common dialect spoken in Hong Kong every day, and many immigrants have adopted it by learning its dialect. Although Cantonese is the most widely spoken dialect, all government officials and schools must use Mandarin dialects. In mainland China, only Tozan is spoken, and in China there are only a small number of schools and government offices. After World War I, many Chinese emigrated from Fujian to Taiwan, and the Min dialect 13 is spoken in Taiwan as well as Hong Kong, mainland China and Taiwan. Shang dialect 12 is also known as Hunanese and is spoken in the southern Chinese province of Hunan. Chinese comes in a number of variants, popularly called dialects, which scholars usually classify as separate languages. Chinese language is often referred to as Sinanite language because it belongs to the Chinese-Tibetan language family. More people speak this diversity of Chinese as their mother tongue than any other language in the world. Chinese characters, also called Hanzi or Hanzi, are written in a language that dates back about 5,000 years, but in the course of history, numerous rare variants have accumulated. There is no standardized national dictionary developed in the 18th and 19th centuries, and the exact number of Chinese characters is a mystery. Modern standard Chinese is one of the most popular languages in China with more than 1.5 billion speakers. Chinese characters have evolved over several thousand years and contain many different styles and fonts. Studies in China have shown that 90% of Chinese newspapers and magazines tend to use 3,500 basic characters. These characters are used in many languages, such as English, French, Japanese, and even some Middle Eastern languages. People in China, Taiwan, and other countries have learned to recognize these characters so that they can read Hong Kong-based newspapers. The Chinese language was transliterated into the Pinyin system in 1892 as a personal place name to designate geographical locations in China. Traditional Chinese characters are used, but they are simplified characters, and the traditional Chinese character is used only in the name of the country, not for the geographical location of China itself. Chinese characters evolved from images, many of which were the earliest characters found in oracle bones. It is a common myth that Chinese writing is pictographic and that all Chinese characters are images. Such pictographic characters include the first four categories of characters used in the Pinyin system, as well as many other characters. When compiling a Chinese character, the first four categories refer to the position of the character in an image, such as the position of the sun, moon, stars or stars in space. The decline. The audio chat app Clubhouse was first activated in China after it was abruptly blocked by the country's online censors on Monday, February 8. In casual conversations about travel, health and openly discussing everything from the dangers of being questioned by police to the risks of sexual harassment, users shared their experiences. The Chinese government is restricting open discussion of these issues, while maintaining the Great Firewall, which prevents domestic audiences from accessing many foreign apps and websites. While last week's Clubhouse was not blocked by the Great Firewalls, mainland users feared that the government might eavesdrop on the talks and trigger retaliation. W was kept completely anonymous to protect the privacy of the survey participants, and its data has been examined in other surveys in China that have found a high level of satisfaction with the national government. Polls conducted a month later outside China also showed growing public confidence in the state. The poll showed a 10 percentage point increase from the last poll last year to the most recent. This has been Episode 69. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.